2020 will live in infamy. We'll never forget it as long as we live. And there was so much sadness and it led a lot of people to end their lives. Suicide rates climbed, not just here in America, but across the world, as people struggled to deal with loneliness. Some people, and I think for the most part, all people really thrive on human connections and face-to-face friendships, and a lot of people stayed put and missed out on all of those connections and all those friendships and all those activities. And especially for a person who is an extrovert, who loves socialization, last year was very difficult, and a lot of people ended their lives. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people lost or are in the process of losing their businesses that they worked hard to build, sunk all of their money into, all of their time, all of their effort, all their dreams into, and many of those businesses have closed. They've lost it all. Many people have had loved ones to die and could not be with them in the hospital. I can't imagine anything, David, more sad than a family member alone in the hospital with no loved one there and a loved one on the outside with not able to sit. It's just extremely sad. And then all the angst, of the election. And again, for people who pay attention, it's just been a lot of angst. That's just the best word I can use. And we come to 2021, and like we do every single year, we bid the old year goodbye and we embrace the new year with excitement and dreams and possibilities, and we just have so much hope for the future. And it's just, we say, try to convince ourselves it's going to be a great year. Well, can I tell you that, as actually one of my sons said, it's just merely the tick of a clock from 1 hour to the next. And I'm honestly afraid that 2021 is going to have its own challenges, serious challenges. This pandemic that we are in is, I mean, they're talking about all of these things that they have put upon us last year. They're talking about them all this year. That's the talk of men in power all of this year and into 2022. They're talking about a new strain coming out of Europe. We're still faced with what we faced last year. And come this Tuesday in Georgia, and then come this Wednesday in D.C. Brother and sister, one of two things is going to happen Tuesday in D.C. Either Trump is going to, one way or another, stay in office, and riots will break out across this land. Bad things are going to take place across this land. Or Biden accepts the position, Trump concedes, and things will change for the church. They will, David. They'll change for the church. They'll change for the Christian. I know this is the last thing you wanted to hear, coming to church on the first Sunday of the new year, that it's going to be a bad year in front of us. But I think it is. I believe it is. All the signs are that it's going to be a bad year. It's going to be much of the same of last year. And yet, you and I, as a believer, can call ourselves blessed and happy in the Lord. And what I'm going to try to give to you is very vital. It's very important for you. Okay? I do not want you to fall into the depression and the discouragement that so many have found themselves in. Okay? I don't want you when this whole COVID things continues into this next year and many of the same restrictions continue into the next year. And I don't want you to lose hope. I don't want you to live a life of depression and discouragement. I don't want that for you. And when things are politically just in turmoil and things begin to change and our future begins to look bleak, I don't want you to fall into despair and discouragement and depression. I don't want you to do that. Listen, believers for centuries have endured much greater turmoil than what we have ever faced and probably what we will face in the coming year. And yet they have learned how to be blessed and to be happy in the Lord. And we need to know that and we need to learn that, brother and sister. We need to. I tremble now when and I very, very rarely, anybody that's heard me preach for years knows I very, very rarely will make a reference to Hebrew or Greek. And now I tremble because we have before us one who does his morning devotions in Hebrew. All right. And he reads and understands the Greek. But it is my understanding that in the Old Testament Hebrew, the word Esser, or however you would pronounce it, carries with it that word blessed, carries with it the definition of happy or happiness. And in the Greek, makarios or makareos carries with it again the same definition of happy or happiness. And I want you to see and to hear and to understand this morning what it takes to be blessed in this new year, in spite of what is going to happen out in the world, in spite of what we're going to see again, or in spite of what we're going to see more of, in spite of how things may turn, I want you to understand how you can be blessed and how you can be happy and content in the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing is that you need to know that you're saved and your sins are forgiven. That is a must. Psalm 32, verse. I've only written down references. I'm going to turn to all of them. I've got a lot of them. That's another reason we cut the song service short. And also, I wanted to end on "It Is Well with My Soul." But Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Blessed, okay, happy is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed or happy is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity and in whose spirit there is no guile. Blessed are you whose sins are forgiven, whose sins are covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are you to whom God will not impute your own sin, but instead has imputed upon you his righteousness. I don't care what the year ahead holds. It may be the most wonderful of years ever in recent history. And yet, if you are still in your sin, brother, if you are still in your sin, friend, then that guilt of your sin is pressing down upon you, and you can never truly be blessed and happy. Look at Psalm 144. Again, if you can keep up with me this morning, Psalm 144. If not, just listen carefully. Psalm 144 and 15. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. For you to be blessed and happy in this coming year, you must look to God as your Savior and your Lord, and you must have your sins forgiven. Matthew chapter 9, in verse number 2, I'm going to go quickly through these. Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 2. Jesus comes upon a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good what? Be of good cheer. Why? Thy sins be forgiven thee. Not that you're healed, but that your sins have been forgiven. True happiness, true blessedness in this coming year resides in the fact that your sins are forgiven, that God is your Lord, that Jesus is your Savior. That's where you can find happiness and blessedness, is in the forgiveness of sins. If you do not have that, you will never have true blessedness and true happiness. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Romans 4, 7 and 8. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. Okay, a quote from the psalm we just read. And whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Brother and sister, I'm not a prophet. And what I said here at the beginning might be all wrong. Okay? It might be all wrong. You know, this whole thing might go away and we might be able to enjoy our favorite restaurants and gather in big gatherings with family and do all the things. That might be the case. And I might be all wrong. There might be a peaceful transition of power and things might look rosy down the road. Whatever the case. Now hear me well. Whatever the case. You cannot be blessed and truly happy until your sins have been forgiven and God is your Lord. So important. It's so important. Nothing else really matters until that is taken care of. That you've come to God through His Son Jesus Christ and sought forgiveness of sins and sought mercy and sought His grace and become a follower of Him and submit to Him as Lord. That's where you'll find true, genuine, lasting happiness and blessedness. There's another thing that I want you to keep in mind. Psalm 41. Psalm 41. And this is going to be probably important, especially if things really take a strong economic turn downward and people continue to lose jobs, and if our nation goes into a depression and people begin to be hurting, it's going to be vital for your happiness and your blessedness and your sanity and your contentment that you and I take mercy upon those who need mercy and give help to those who need help, and not do what some of us are inclined to do, and that is to be greedy and to hold all things to ourselves. Psalm 41 and verse number 1. Blessed. Again, that word can be looked at as happy, and happiness is, and blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. You cannot, and you know the scripture. It is more, and it is more, what? It is more blessed to give than to receive. Okay, you're gonna be happier if you'll turn loose of your stuff and share it with those who have a greater need than you. And again, maybe I'm all wrong. Maybe this is all wrong, and I'll thank God it is. But there may come a day in which we're hurting, especially the household of faith. Especially the household of faith. That we'll become hurting. And you need to open up. You need to open up and give. And share. And bless others. Make others happy. In which case then you can be happy. Miserly and greedy and selfish people are not happy people. Not at all. Those who give are happy. Proverbs 14:21. I'll just say this. I have been for several months. My sons accused me of the toilet paper shortages. My fault. They have flat out accused me. Dad, it's your fault. It's people like you. We can't get toilet paper. But for months, actually, almost the whole year, I've been buying containers of oatmeal, cans of tuna fish, toilet paper, medicine. I've been buying pasta. We got part of Jeff's cow. We've been stocking up. And my boys are kind of like, Dad. And I said, all right, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But when the hurting comes, I'll just let you know, I've got toilet paper for you. And I've got some pasta for you, okay? And we don't have a lot, but we'll share it. And we'll share it with you. And we'll be happy to do so. Where did I tell you to turn? Proverbs 14:21. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth. But he that hath mercy on who? The poor. What? Happy is he. Happy is he. The last thing you need to do if things take a downward turn and a downward spiral, the last thing you need to do is become greedy and begin to hoard. You need to open up your hands, especially to the household of faith, and help those that have need, because that is where your happiness and your blessedness will come from. Matthew 25:34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For when I was hungered, you gave me meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you? They'll say, Lord, when did we see you thirsty and give you to drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Come, ye blessed of my Father. For you have fed the hungry, and you've clothed the poor, and you've visited the sick. That's where your blessing comes in. I can't begin to tell you how many times over the entire span of my ministry here and back in Michigan, how many times that I went to try to be a blessing to the sick or the poor, and I've left being blessed myself. Brother, you've done the same thing. So first of all, you need to make sure that you're saved and your sins are forgiven. Because you'll never be truly, genuinely happy and blessed. Never. You might have moments of happiness, true material things, but those things will disappear and you'll be left empty. But you must have your sins forgiven, and God be your Lord. And secondly, you must open up your hands, your arms, unclench your tight fist, your selfish fist, and give to those that have need. Go to Psalm 2. Another thing that we must do if we're going to be happy and blessed in this coming year is we must understand where our help and our hope comes from, and that is from the Lord. If you don't understand that, you're going to struggle. If you do not rely upon the Lord, you're going to struggle to be happy. If you're relying upon yourself or others, you're going to be disappointed. Psalm 2 and verse number 12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Certainly for salvation. And yet our faith and trust is not just exercised at the point of salvation, but it is exercised, faith and trust in the Christian life is exercised throughout the Christian life. Faith and trust in God is not a one-time thing, but it is an everyday thing. Look, if you will, Psalm 34. Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Again, not just for salvation, but in everyday life. It's been said that repentance is not a one-time act at the point of salvation, but repentance is everyday life for a Christian. Same with trust and faith in God. It's not a one-time act where we put our faith and trust in God for the salvation of our soul, but it's an everyday act, trusting in God day by day, relying upon Him day by day, seeking Him, putting our hope in Him day by day. Psalm 84 and 12. Psalm 84, 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Psalm 146. Psalm 146. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth and sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Happy is the man that hath the God of Jacob for his help, and whose hope is in the Lord his God. Brother and sister, if we do face dark days, trying times ahead, if 2021 ends up being worse than 2020, you and I, to be blessed, to feel blessed, to be happy, we must trust in God. We must look to Him for our help. We must look to Him for our hope. We've said it 1,000 times. You don't look to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party for your help or your hope. You don't trust in politicians. Our money says in God we trust. That needs to be true of the believer. We need to trust in God. And we need to know that God is sovereign. That God is in control. That God has not lost control. That God is not a wayward dad. That God is not an absent father. No, He knows and He cares and He loves and He is in control and He is working all things out for His glory and for our good, brother and sister. And we know that all things work out together for the good of them that are the called in Christ Jesus. If we're saved, we know that God is working. They may not be pleasant workings. We may not enjoy what we are going through, but we must trust Him. That is our Heavenly Father, our all-knowing, all-powerful Heavenly Father, that He knows what He's doing, and we run to Him. Proverbs 16:20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Oh, there are other scriptures we could go on. Jeremiah 17:7-8, if you want to write that down. Jeremiah 17:7-8. We must trust in our God. We must lean upon Him. We must seek His face. We must hope in Him. We must pray to Him to be happy. Now, maybe a year from now, maybe January, 4th, 2022, you can come and say, "Preacher, you remember that sermon you preached last year? Well, you were wrong. What a blessed, wonderful year it was. Everything was wonderful." And I'll say, "I was wrong." But I want you to be ready and to know how to be happy and blessed through dark times. I remind you, Brother David prayed this morning. He prayed for our brothers and sisters in China, North Korea, Africa, the Middle Eastern countries. They're enduring terrible things right as we speak, brother. And we don't have an ornate building by any stretch of the imagination. We've got four walls and we're warm. I don't think Elizabeth's getting dripped on at the moment, but, we got a little pad on the pews. We got a maid. But right now, Brother Ryan, our brothers, our family, Brother David said, our family in China is suffering. In Afghanistan, they're suffering right now. And believers have for centuries upon centuries. Psalm chapter 1. Another thing that you're going to need to do is you're going to need to read and obey God's Word. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But that blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Blessed is the man who delights in the law of God. Your happiness and your blessedness and your contentment in the coming years is going to be found in your living in the Word and believing the Word and obeying the Word. That's where it's going to come from. I know we like to escape into a fantasy world, through entertainment. That's not where our happiness comes from. Our happiness will come if we get lost in the Word. If we dwell in the Word, if we obey the Word. Brother Brian's going to preach to you next week on the importance of being in the Word. Look at Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed, happy is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. Blessed and happy is the one that fears God and the one who delights in His commandments. This is where happiness is found. Happiness is found in the Word of God. Loving the Word of God, reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, memorizing the Word of God, hiding it in our hearts, obeying the Word of God. This is where happiness and this is where blessedness is going to come from in 2021. Through the Word of God. You know, sometimes, and I know some people like this, some people don't seem to have an issue, but some people do. Just the constant barrage of stuff on social media just gets you weary. And I've got friends and I know people that have said, I'm done, and they've shut it off for months at a time. I can't do it. It's a drag on me. It's killing me. Reading all this stuff is just, that's not going to be that way in the Word. Not going to be that way in the Word. You'll never walk away from the Word saying, I just got to shut that book. It's just a drag on me, you know. No, that's where blessing is. That's where happiness is. That's where contentment is. That's where hope is. That's where help is in the Word. Psalm 119. Verses 1 and 2. Blessed, happy are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed, happy are they that keep His testimonies and seek Him with a whole heart. Brother and sister, that's where your blessing is going to come from. That's where your happiness is going to come from. Your content, your help, your hope, it's going to come from the Word of God. We could go to Proverbs 29:18. We could go to Luke 11, 27 and 28. We could go to Revelation 22, 14. There is blessedness and happiness in loving the Word of God and reading it and obeying it. The Bible reading schedule is on the back table. If you haven't picked it up, pick it up. Not too far behind. You can start today and easily catch up. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Lastly, and I think this is probably as things grow darker, if they do indeed grow darker, this is probably the easiest thing to do. And that is to, happy is the man and blessed is the man that anticipates and looks for and longs for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to Revelation 1 and verse number 3. Revelation 1 and verse number 3. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Brother and sister, you want to have hope and happiness in the coming year? Dwell on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think, Brother David, that it is a beautiful and wonderful thing, an amazing thing, that saints throughout the last 2,000 years have found their happiness and their hope and their blessedness in that very same thing. That very same thing. People for 2,000 years have died longing for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, I believe it is near. Of course, they did too. But I believe that it is near. I believe it with all of my heart. I long for it. Don't you long for it? Revelation 16:15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Blessed and happy is the man that looks for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and keeps himself in the righteousness of Christ, unspotted from the world, longing for Jesus. Happy is that man. You know what? What does the scripture say? Hope deferred maketh the heart what? Sick. And there's a world filled with people that have no such hope. No such hope at all. But we have that hope. We have that blessed hope. The blessed hope of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. And then Revelation 22:7. Behold, I come quickly. That was his promise. You say, but 2,000 years. The Bible tells us scoffers would come and scoffers would say, oh, where's the promise that is coming? All things remain as they always have been. 2,000 years? Are you crazy? 2,000 years? He said the end was near. It was at hand. He talked about the last days when he was here and just spent 2,000 years. You're a fool for believing that. But you don't understand something. The Lord's time frame is completely not ours. One day, you know, and I always mix this up when I say it. Always. It's like a tongue twister for me. But one day with the Lord is as a thousand, and a thousand is as one day. And it's been 2,000 years. It's kind of like the dog years thing, you know. I don't know how they know that or how they figure that out, but what, 1 in 7 dog years? Well, with us in Christ, it's 1 in 1,000. For us, it's been 2,000 years since this. He went away and the angels promised he would return. And yet, according to what the scripture says for him, it has been 2 days. 2,000 years for him, 2 days. Don't lose hope. Revelation 22:7. Did I read it? Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. My friend, I started to say I'm not a prophet, not the son of a prophet. I don't see things. Don't have a crystal ball. Don't have visions and dreams in the night. Don't have angels appear to me. But I do pay attention, and I do listen, and I do read. And I think we could be in for some rocky road in the future. I'm sorry to burst your bubble so quickly in the new year. This week's going to tell us a lot of what we're facing. You need to be saved and have your sins forgiven. If you're not a true Christian, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, again, you can never really have genuine happiness. You can have temporary happiness through things. But we know how well that works. You know, we know how well that works. And I've always referenced a little kid at his birthday or a little kid at Christmas. And you've spent all kinds of money on this wonderful toy. And literally, 20 minutes later, that child is playing with the box in which that toy came. Am I right? They're playing with the box. Things. They're, their happiness and their joy and their excitement is very temporary. Very temporary. True, lasting, genuine happiness comes in knowing God and having your sins forgiven through His Son, Jesus Christ. True happiness and blessedness is going to come by us not being stingy, but opening up and helping the poor, especially the household of faith. True happiness and joy and contentment and blessedness is going to be in those whose help is in God, whose hope is in God, who trust in God. Happiness and blessedness and contentment and hope is going to come to those who read His Word and obey His Word. Listen, all of these scriptures I read to you either said, blessed is the man or happy is the man that does these things. And happiness and contentment and joy and blessedness comes to those who look for and long for and anticipate the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. With that said, Happy New Year, brother and sister. In spite of what happens, may your year be blessed and happy through Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless the teaching of His Word. May God bless His little flock at Beth Haven. And may God bless your Lord's Day. Let's pray.